نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Verily the praise belongs to Allah. We praise Him, seek His assistance and forgiveness, and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the evil consequences of our deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can lead him astray, and whoever Allah leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone, and that He has no partners or associates. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His slave servant and His messenger. This evening, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we would like to continue the questions that are remaining concerning the pillar of Iman related to Al-Kutub, the divine scriptures or revelations. And previously, the author, Al-Allama Hafiz Al-Hakami, rahimahullah, has mentioned a number of questions related to the evidences for the obligation of believing in divine revelations, and whether or not all of the divine revelations have been mentioned in the Qur'an, and what actually is the meaning of believing in the Qutub, or the divine revelations. He also talked about the status of the Qur'an in relation to the earlier revelations, and what is the obligation upon the members of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in terms of adhering to or sticking to the Qur'an and observing the rites of the Qur'an. Then he explained what is the meaning of this, adhering to the Qur'an or clinging to the Qur'an or adhering by the Qur'an and fulfilling its rites. And the last question that we discussed was related to the ruling of the one who holds the opinion or who believes that the Qur'an is created. This topic that we have been discussing, it is, as we mentioned on a number of earlier occasions, it is the aqeedah of the Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, or as the author has named it, A'lam al-Sunnah al-Manshura, the i'tiqad of Ta'ifa al-Najiyah al-Mansura. And what he means by this are, what are the signs or the landmarks along the road that point to and identify the way that one should travel in relation to the aqeedah of the victorious slave sect. And he has discussed previously, in the course of this topic, he has discussed the pillars of Islam, and here we have begun to discuss the pillars of Iman, and we have reached, after talking about the Iman Billahi and believing in the Malaika, the angels, he has entered the topic of the divine revelations, dealing with it, basically, what are the proofs for the obligation of believing in divine revelation. And then he began to talk about the Qur'an itself and the rites of the Qur'an and the deviations of some of the people concerning this Qur'an. So the last question that we talked about, it is in reference to a very serious deviation. People who have strayed far away from the correct aqeedah of the Ahlul Sunnah wal-Jama'ah concerning the Qur'an. And that is in reference to the issue of those who claim that the Qur'an is created. And we already discussed this question, what is the ruling concerning the one who says that the Qur'an is created. However, because of the importance of it, I want to just review it quickly before going on to the remaining questions dealing with this topic. And the author has said in reference to this question, what is the ruling concerning the one who holds the belief or has the aqeedah that the Qur'an is created? He says that first, before giving the ruling, he explained what is the correct aqeedah and the proofs of that. And then he mentioned that the ruling of it is that that person goes out of Islam. It is major kufr, which takes a person totally out of Islam. The reason for this, he said, is because the Qur'an is the speech of Allah in reality. It is the real speech of Allah. its letters, the huruf, yani that make up words, as well as its meanings, the meanings that they convey. All of this, what is contained in the Qur'an, is the speech of Allah. And then he went on to say that this kalam, the speech of Allah, it is not just the letters that make up the words without meaning, nor is it just the meaning without letters, but it is all of it combined together. Allah has spoken with it, actually with real speech. He has revealed it to His Prophet ﷺ, and the true believers believe in it. And then he mentioned a point that perhaps some people have misunderstood, and it has been a reason for people to go astray, and that is, some people imagine that since the Qur'an is written down, and since it is recited, and it is heard, and it is memorized in the hearts of human beings, then it must be created. And he has refuted this idea by clearly explaining that even though it is written down by the fingers, and even though it is recited by the tongue and memorized in the hearts of the believers, and it is heard by the ears, and it is seen by the eyes, that this does not take it outside of being the speech of Allah. And he said that those things that the fingertips, or the ink, or the paper, or the pen that it is written with, those things are created. However, that which is written, it is not created. That which is written is the Qur'an, the speech of Allah. And likewise, he said that the tongues and the voices that are heard, that is created. However, the matlu bihi, that which is being recited, that is not created. And the hearts that preserve the Qur'an by memory, they are, the hearts are created. However, that which is preserved in the heart, the Qur'an itself, it is not created. And he went on to give evidences from Qur'an showing that the Qur'an is written, that it is a book which is written, and that it is memorized in the hearts of the people of knowledge, and that it is recited, and that it is heard. All of this he has mentioned, proofs of it from the Qur'an. And then after these proofs and this explanation, he said that whoever says that the Qur'an or any part of the Qur'an is created, then that person, he said, فَهُوَ كَافِرْ كُفْرًا أَكْبَرْ يُخْرِجُهُ مِنَ الْإِسْلَامِ بِالْكُلِّيَةِ. This is a very strong statement, and this was the last question that we dealt with in the previous lecture. For that reason, I wanted to go back to it, because we want to reflect on this for a moment, because of the seriousness of it. The author, Hafiz al-Hakimi, rahimahullah, he has said something which he is not the first to have said it, but the earlier scholars, the well-known scholars of the Muslim Ummah, they have said what he has said here. That whoever believes that the Qur'an or any part of the Qur'an is created, then that person is a kafir, and that kufr is not minor kufr, it is major kufr, kufr akbar, that takes a person out of Islam, bil kulliyah, totally. And then he says the reason for this is because the Qur'an is the speech of Allah, it began from Allah and it will return to Him, and His speech is His sifa, it is one of His characteristics. So whoever says that any of the characteristics of Allah are created, any of the qualities of Allah are created, then that person is a kafir who has apostated. And that person should be offered or encouraged to repent, to turn back to Islam. And if they turn back, then this is what we hope. And if not, they should be killed because of their kufr. And that none of the ahkam, the rulings or the laws that are applicable to the Muslims are applicable to such a person. It has been mentioned in a number of books of the earlier scholars, those who have stated this ruling concerning those who believe that the Qur'an is created, and from amongst those who have been mentioned are the Imams, Malik and Ash-Shafi and Ahmed, rahimahumullah, and also other scholars of their time and those before them, like Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak, Sufyan, Al-Thawri, Sufyan ibn Uyayna, Abdurrahman ibn Mahdi, and many of the well-known scholars of Islam, and especially the scholars of Hadith, they have stated the same ruling. And this is the truth of the matter, that a person who goes so far as to claim that the characteristics of Allah are created, when that person has gone outside of the bounds of Islam. Some discussion of this has been mentioned in another source that I just want to look at briefly, and that is the explanation or the summary of the famous book of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah al-Hamawiyyah, and one of the contemporary scholars, Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, in his
explanation of this book and summary of it, he has said concerning this topic, and he is taking this point is from the book of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, and Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Taymiyyah, what he has done is summarize the book and try and attempted to simplify it so that the people of today who are not on the level of the Muslims of the earlier times, they can understand it. And he says here that this topic is related to the Al-Love wal-Mal'oon. Al-Love, it means the expression, an expression. And Al-Mal'oon is that which is expressed, that which is recited. He said that the speech or the discussion in this topic, it is related to the Qur'an, the love of the Qur'an and the malhoor, that is the Qur'an which is recited. And he said, it has already been mentioned that the Qur'an is the speech of Allah and that it is not created. And these two points should be coupled together and not separated. The Qur'an is the speech of Allah and it is not created. Because whoever differs with any one of those points, then they have gone astray. However, the Shaykh says, Allah with the Qur'an, yani expressing, or the expression of the Qur'an, is it correct to say that it is created, or that it is not created, or must we remain silent about it and not discuss it at all? Some of the people deviated and said that it is created and some said it is not created without correctly explaining what they mean, and some said that we shouldn't discuss it at all. So the Shaykh said the answer to this question is that we cannot say, we cannot negate this matter, nor can we affirm it in the absolute sense without some explanation. As far as that explanation, he said, if a person means by a love, the expression, if they mean by this a talaffuz, meaning the person expressing it, the action of the person expressing the Qur'an as he recites it, if they mean by this a talaffuz, that is the action of the human being, then indeed this is created. The action of the human being is created, because the human being in his actions, in his qualities, in his characteristics are all created by Allah. Whereas Allah is not created, and his characteristics and his actions are not created. He said, if they mean by this love, if they mean a talaffuz, the action of expression by the human being, then this is created. And this is because the human being, the